I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly 60 people were killed and over 500 wounded at the mass shooting in Las Vegas on Sunday. It's the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says,
we have had InterVarsity students who were at the concert. So far, we've been able to check in with the ones that we know about, and they all seem to be physically fine. They're obviously still reeling from the experience.
Pray sincerely for Christ to comfort those who've been affected. And Howe says we also need to ask,
if this were to happen in my community, is my church prepared to respond? Because unless we've planned for these events, we'll be caught scrambling. And so frequently, where the church shines in its witness in the world is when we're prepared to act in the face of tragedy.
And 17 years ago, 36 missionaries from China set out to reach a Buddhist country for Christ. They were the first contemporary missionaries with Back to Jerusalem, an organization that equips Chinese believers to bring the gospel to the world's least reached countries. Back to Jerusalem's Al Young explains,
we are an agency that provides resourcing for them and enabling them to fulfill the task that God has given them with the Great Commission of taking the gospel message from Eastern China all the way through Western China, through the Middle East, and back to Jerusalem, where the gospel started over 2,000 years ago.
Back to Jerusalem provides the underground church with resources like Bibles and vocational training. Young asks that you keep these believers in your prayers as they often face government persecution. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories in it bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.